Hi, Paige. How are you?
I'm good, Stacey. How are you?
I am great. So tell me what's going well for you right now.
So things are pretty good overall. Today was nice. Today was kind of just a quiet day off of work, which was really good, and I didn't have to do too much. So I kind of have been just sleeping in and trying to enjoy some time off, some downtime that I felt like I needed. I had kind of a crazy week last week, so I just need some downtime today. So that's been going good, going well. And then, things in general are pretty good.
Excellent. And, you know, relaxing has been something you've kind of been working on lately, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard for me to, even on, like, on Fridays when I have time off of, official time off of work and weekends and stuff, it's hard for me to settle down a little bit. So trying to take advantage of some of that time today.
Excellent. Where are you feeling stuck or overwhelmed, or what's going on with you?
I feel super overwhelmed. My life is kind of crazy, mostly good crazy, but a lot of crazy at once. As I mentioned to you before, I think, so last week I got engaged, which was exciting.
Woohoo!
But then 2 days after that, I got some kind of big work news, which is sort of secret until it's official. But some pretty major coaching opportunities, basically, that came up afterwards that sort of just felt like a whole lot of stuff at once and a whole lot of kind of big life transition-y stuff all at the same time. So I'm finding that I just have, like, all the feelings all at once, and I'm not really doing anything to, like, make progress or get anything done.
So, like, maybe if one of them had happened at a time, it would be exciting and kind of thrilling, but all at the same time, you feel a little bit buried?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the engagement thing was awesome, and I'm super pumped about it, but it came back-to-back with, like, some work stuff that also would have been awesome on its own. It was just, like, the combo is a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think is the most important for you to keep moving forward?
So I think I've been needing to do some coaching stuff, and because I've had these kind of new opportunities coming up, I really need to put some focus there, you know, continuing to do my coaching work and sign more clients and all of that good stuff. But I keep, every time I start to work on one of those projects, this whole, like, engagement, wedding thing starts to happen at the same time, and I feel like I get distracted thinking, like, oh my gosh, I should be, like, planning a wedding right now or something. And then I'm like, oh no, I can't really plan a wedding until I'm, like, I should be really working on, you know, making money for said wedding. And so, like, I'm not getting anything done in either place.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of spinning your wheels on both?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'll sit down to start one of the projects, and because it all feels so big, like, they feel like two really big things. And so I'm having a hard time doing anything. I just kind of, I spin my wheels, I just kind of think about it, and then I just end up sort of stressed and wound up.
So right now, you're working Monday through Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And then you're working on your coaching stuff on the weekends and Fridays, right?
Right. On Fridays is my kind of, I see clients on that day usually, and then, you know, whatever other projects come up.
So when are you either wedding planning, supposed to be wedding planning, thinking about wedding planning, and not wedding planning?
I guess all the time when I'm not really giving anything else my full attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll sit down to write my newsletter, and then I'll spend a half hour on Pinterest pinning possible wedding things, which I'll probably never use.
What do you think are the first couple things you need to do to feel like you've made progress planning the wedding?
Gosh. I almost don't even know. I guess I need to sort of, maybe set a date would be good, starting point, so then I can sort of see what sort of timeline I need to be filling, because we kind of have just been throwing out dates. Like, maybe we'll do it in the fall of next year, or maybe we'll do it in the spring, but we didn't actually ever pick a date. And so I guess knowing that would help me determine the actual urgency of any of these projects too.
Mm-hmm. So what do you need to pick a date? What information?
I guess we just have to sit down and and talk about it. I don't think he really cares. Like, he's happy to give input, but for the most part, you know, it's up for whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I guess just sit down and do it. I keep worrying that, like, other factors have to be in place. Like, but I think I just need to pick a date and everything else will figure itself out. I keep thinking, like, oh, I shouldn't pick a date until we know, like, what time of year is the best for, or like have any clue of what kind of venue we want or whatever. And I think if I just pick a date, everything else will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. Something I would recommend as someone who is married and has helped plan a number of weddings is also if you pick, let's say you do say like fall of next year, then pick like an ideal date. And then when you go to look at venues, then you say, are you available on this date?
Whatever date.
And they say yes or no. And so then you see if there's flexibility in your date or if you need to pick a different venue.
Okay. Maybe we just need to pick, like, a approximate couple of a time range, at least, within a couple of days and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would help because then I would know what kind of hurry I am in for wedding planning. And maybe it doesn't matter at all right now.
Mm-hmm. So when this weekend, can you sit down and talk about it with Nathan?
Maybe we'll do it this weekend. And then we can just get it on the calendar and...
Which day?
Probably tonight, actually.
Excellent.
Tomorrow's kind of crazy, and Sunday is always crazy, so tonight seems safer.
The other thing I might recommend is, even though he, again, in my experience and having met him and knowing my own darling spouse, is that he may not care as much about the details of the wedding planning, but also, you know, scheduling regular check-ins, and, like, I mean, it sounds kind of clinical, but, like, kind of having, like, wedding planning meetings, just so that you guys are on the same page. And also for you so that you don't feel overwhelmed and alone trying to plan all this. Just because he quote-unquote doesn't care doesn't mean he can't help you. I mean, he proposed. He's part of this. He's going to be part of this marriage. He needs to be part of the process.
Yeah, for sure. Because at first I was like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, I didn't want, like, a big, crazy, involved wedding anyway. But even, like, the other night we sat down and just tried to write out, like, the family members that we would have to invite. And we both come from pretty big families. And so, like, we had this huge list of people without even trying, like, without even making an effort to make a guest list. Mm-hmm. And so even those kinds of little things, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a horrible, overwhelming, crazy process.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you're asking for help.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that feel better?
Sorry. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll pick up a date this weekend, tonight, and then I can plan accordingly.
And then once you have your wedding date, then what would you think about scheduling in wedding planning time?
I think that sounds good, because as much as I'd like to pretend that I'm going to, like, be super productive and do it all and get Nathan involved and everything, I'm just as guilty of procrastinating on things, especially big projects. And so I think kind of having some planning time set ahead of sitting down will not only benefit me for getting Nathan involved, but benefit for me for actually sitting down and doing things.
Mm-hmm. And early on, you know, it could be, so like tonight, you know, you guys sit down and talk about dates and maybe, you know, venues, or maybe, you know, we talked about this the other day, I know, just chatting, but, like, you know, what kind of wedding you kind of want. And then, you know, part of that is researching. So maybe, you know, you do maybe scheduling in half an hour, 45 minutes of Pinterest time, instead of using it as a procrastination tool, making that your assignment for research could be really helpful.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes me feel better, because lately it's just felt like nothing was getting any attention. And so, everything has been a distraction from everything else. So actually using the time more purposefully seems to make a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. And so much of it is, like, how do you know what you want if you don't know what's out there? So researching is a valid use of time. As long as
exactly, for sure. Because I hadn't even thought about it before this whole thing happened last week, where the whole engagement thing happened. It hadn't even crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it was suddenly a lot to think about.
Excellent. Well, good. Well, how does that feel? A little bit more, like, a little more structured and a little less crazy pants?
Yes, much better. That feels much more manageable. At least I feel like I can go for it and I have things to start with, like, it's still other huge projects and whatever, but I feel like now I'm not just using that excuse to not do anything. Now I have a place to start. So that's awesome.
Good. So now that we have that a little bit more corralled, kind of what are you working towards with your coaching business that you're getting distracted from because of the overwhelming feeling?
So I'm feeling like I need to be, you know, signing some more clients, and I keep putting like my coaching business on the back burner like it's a hobby, and with all these new opportunities and things coming up, it can't be like that anymore. It needs to be a business. And so I like sit down to figure that out. And I just, again, it's like one of those super huge projects that I'm just like, oh my gosh, so many things. I'll just not think about any of them. And then I don't start.
So what do you think is the first step to having it feel more like a business and less like a hobby?
I think scheduling, again, like we were talking about, even with wedding, scheduling time that's like time for business needs to be done, because now it's like I have Fridays off from my day job, so I'll just kind of, you know, sit in front of my computer for 6 hours and not do anything. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a big part of it, and having some kind of schedule in my business that's not only a weekly or daily sort of idea, but also long-term planning. Because it's been easy to ignore all of that when I was treating it like a hobby.
Mm-hmm. So I know we've talked about this, you know, previously, like months and months and months ago. Have you done a 12-month plan recently?
No.
She said with great resistance.
No, it weirds me out, I know. And I feel like I need to do one so that it's like real life. It's not like, again, my health coaching, my hobby sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I haven't done it.
So what I would recommend, because I know when I first did my 12-month plan, what was really hard for me was thinking about, like, it had to be perfect and it had to be right.
Yes.
Because but think about it, it's not like setting goals.
Okay.
Because these aren't necessarily things that you have to do. These are things that you want to do. So, I mean, maybe it's like, if you think about it, like, not in a business perspective, but in a life perspective, if mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I want to go on a vacation to Tahiti.
Right.
Like, are you going to beat yourself up if you don't do that?
No.
I mean, yeah, you'd be disappointed because, hey, who doesn't want to go to Tahiti, right? Right. And so if you're saying, you know, like, oh, I want to run a retreat to Tahiti in my business next year, and it just doesn't pan out because that's not the path it took you on, or because, let's say, you set it up for a year from now and you ended up getting married that year or that month.
Right.
Like, that's not a fail. That's a reschedule.
Right. Okay.
So when you set it up, think about, like, in a perfect world, what would my business look like in a year?
Okay.
And so maybe it's like you have, you know, let's say you have 10 one-on-one clients, you're running a short-term group program, and you have 2 ebooks that you're selling. I don't know. I'm making that
right.
up. So then that's in a year. So what are the steps that you need to take? So maybe you want to build your list. Maybe your list is, you know, X number of people. So working backwards, what are the steps you need to take between now and then to make those things happen? They don't have to be right. It just needs to give you some kind of – it's like if you're going from point A to point B and you get stuck in traffic, you can always take the back way.
Right. Right.
You know, you're not attached to the directions that you have. You're attached to getting there.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense, because that's where I get hung up, is I start to write things down and then it feels so permanent. And then I'm like, I can't make this decision. I don't know for sure if this is what I want in 6 months. So then I just don't.
And that's
do it.
And that's the thing, too. So write down what you want in a year and then go back. And as you do the months, sometimes things will shift because you'll say, okay, I want this in a year. And then you go back and you're like, okay, wait, that's not going to that's going to take me probably 18 months. So maybe I'm going to make this number smaller so that it's feels a little bit more achievable to me, so that I don't feel, because I'm planning a wedding at the same time, I don't feel like I can commit to doing this many group programs to get enough people to do this retreat or whatever it is, you know?
Right. Okay. That's a good idea. So maybe that's where I need to start, is kind of making the 12-month plan and starting to get some semblance of a regular schedule in daily life that involves the coaching business.
So as we wrap up, let me your recommendations for this week are to start your 12-month plan.
Okay.
And you get to email that to me. When are you going to work on it? Are you working today or working this weekend?
This weekend, probably.
Okay, so by Sunday night?
Yes.
And you can just send me the 12 months, so a year from now, what do you want your business to look like? You don't even have to have it done.
Okay.
just started,
Okay.
and then tell me if you're stuck. And then for next week, since today is Friday, next week on Friday, keep a notebook with you and write down what you're doing all day. And it's not, it's almost like the food journal. Like it's not, it's like you do what you would normally do. And it's not to judge you. It's just to figure out what you're doing. I mean, I do this to myself every once in a while because, you know, suddenly, you know, 45 minutes later on Pinterest and, you know, an hour later on Facebook, you're like, where did the day go? So figure out where you're actually using your time. Because then, like, if you're on Facebook, like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here for an hour and a half, give yourself an hour in the morning to be on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, just schedule it in so that instead of creeping into your work time, it's structured.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. That sounds helpful. Okay. So, exciting.
Excellent. Well, let me know how your chat with Nathan goes tonight. I'm excited.
I will. I'm excited too now.
Excellent. You feel better?
I do. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.